When this happened, you talk about it on The Fan.
It'll be a 1-1 to Judge. The pitch swung on and hit. Deep center field. Trout on the run. Aaron Judge, number 50.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
City, what a night for the sports fan. I would be on The Fan. Keith McPherson, KM to 2 a.m. Let's get right to it. I get it. The make it happen Mets. Mark Vientos. Wow. 9 runs scored. They pummel the New York Yankees to get to 13 games back, still under 500. Breaking news that I think everyone is going to enjoy. A trade has happened in the National Basketball Association. At the same time that Aaron Judge hit that bomb, Woj dropped a bomb. I got to start with that right now. Breaking news, the Brooklyn Nets have agreed in principle on a trade to send forward Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks for Bojan Bogdanović. 4 unprotected first-round picks, a protected first-round pick via Bucks, and unprotected pick swap, and a second rounder. I need that. If you're a Yankee fan, Knicks fan, you got something to smile about tonight. If you're a Yankee fan, Nets fan, you got something to smile about. I mean, if you're a Mets fan, Knicks fan, got the club going up on a Tuesday. So the Knicks pay the price, right? To reunite the Villanova Knicks, the last Infinity Stone. These guys are ready to win the 2025 NCAA tournament. Good on the Knicks doing what they had to do to end the SpongeBob meme. Squidward not looking out of the window anymore at his friends having fun. Mikal Bridges wanted this. Ian Begley reported that Mikal Bridges alerted the Nets. Like, he made it so that the league, they had no choice. And I remember, I think last week, Josh Hart, who's a jokester playing around on Instagram, talking about, are they holding you hostage over there? You know, they go back and forth. And man, this made me so happy as a Nets fan, as a sports fan, as a radio host. Ian Begley reports that the Mikal Bridges deal came together quickly after Bridges informed the Nets that he wanted to be a Knick. Duh. Bridges was prepared to sign with the New York Knicks, and his side was prepared to use that leverage to keep other teams from trading for him. The Nets surely didn't want to trade Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks, but Bridges' side was prepared to force the issue by telling teams he wanted to be with NYK. Bridges made it clear to Brooklyn that he wanted to be a Knick and reunite with his Villanova teammates. Adios, goodbye, arrivederci. Knicks fans, call me up at 888-808-1019. I know you feel good about that. OG Anunoby wants to get paid. OG Anunoby. This is going to be a great night. You want OG back? You want Randall gone? Which one do you want? When I thought about this originally, I'm like, OG Anunoby, he's hurt all the time. He's injury prone. He opted out of his contract. He's going to get paid. You know, we know the deal about Leon Rose's son, whatever. But Mikal Bridges is an Iron Man. He's the opposite of OG Anunoby. He plays he's a robot. Tommy T, you can play him 40 minutes, run him into the ground. He's going to show up the next day ready to play. So this is good for the Knicks. The Knicks are that much better with this guy. Nets fans will tell you when he first came over here, he was looking like KD. He was looking like he had the midi game, the mid-range game. Like, there were some nights where he just kept putting up 30 points a night. He couldn't miss some nights. And obviously last year was terrible for the Nets, but man, for the Net fan, you watch the Celtics go and win that championship to lead the league, and you feel partly responsible for it. Those picks that were given up, right? When you see Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown win it, you feel like, man, this is partly on us, going back to 2013. And now, as I see people on Twitter talking about the picks and, oh, what Sean Marks has done with picks and the Nets' history of picks, I don't care. The Nets have a future, but the future is right now for the New York Knicks. 888-808-1019. This is good for both sides. My mind is blown, right? The next part of it, Woj put out there another massive deal. Brooklyn has a deal with Houston to return the Nets' 2026 first-round pick for a 2027 Phoenix Suns first-round pick. The Rockets also acquire 2025 right to swap with Houston OKC first for 2025 Suns first-round pick. We're not going to get into the weeds on that. Kevin Durant, so supposedly right now the Suns want to keep KD. That doesn't really concern us. What concerns us in New York is that the Knicks right now are that much better adding Mikal Bridges. And we've talked so much on The Fan. We've talked so much about how it wouldn't happen. And I honestly thought that Sean Marks would never do this. Just out of foolish pride, crosstown rivalry. And he does it during the Subway Series. Now let's get into it. 888-808-1019. See, you know, I told you I wasn't going to go to the game. My mom said, don't go. And I was like, yeah, I'm not going. And I went to the game. And I don't regret going to the game because we had a whole family reunion in the parking lot. Bleacher Creatures, 203, La Bodega, gang. We won the tailgate. But man, as soon as we went in there in that first inning, it was quiet for us. Bad vibes. You know why there were bad vibes? We've done the roll call in there before. I remember doing the roll call in 2021 and getting everybody to acknowledge it. We did the roll call tonight. The captain acknowledged it. He made us work for it, but he turned around. And I immediately had the thought, I'm like, okay, with this crosstown rivalry, Yankee fans and Mets fans in the same building tonight, the Yankees don't have their swag right now. They don't have their mojo right now. They have no aura right now. They didn't want to respond to that roll call because they didn't want to upset the baseball gods. The Yankees are bleeding out right now. They've gone through this gauntlet and they've lost. They've gone through this gauntlet and they look worse than they've looked all year. And I mean, top of the lineup, bases loaded. Of course, J.D. Davis gets his first roll call in Citi Field. And everybody bet J.D. Davis to homer, first homer, no way. Bases loaded, strikes out. And man, I'm happy for the Met fan. I'm happy for the Grimace streak. I'm happy for the city, man, because we can come together like that on a Tuesday. 42,824 fans showing up to watch baseball in Queens. And it was an absolute drubbing. But if you stayed for the whole game, you got to see, all rise, here comes the judge, the best out, the silencer, silencing critics again, grand slam. But all in all, you guys know what time it is. Mark Vientos has arrived. If you have any questions about Mark Vientos from Sunday Night Baseball, the home run that he hit in Wrigley to the two that he smacked today, call me up. If you got any questions about Garrett Cole, Cole World, no blanket, no strikeouts. Man, I mean, I had too many parlays with Garrett Cole, 6-7 strikeout. Zero. Wow. I mean, Gleyber Torres. Nah. Nope. I don't even react anymore. I got nothing else to say about Gleyber Torres. I'll leave it to you guys. I will literally leave it to you guys. 888-808-1019. I'm done. Because I don't like repeating myself. And on the radio, we all repeat ourselves. It's beating a dead horse. It's the same thing over. It's expecting different. It's insanity. I'm done. DJ LeMayu, DJ LeGround out. Ball goes under. I can't make the play. This lineup, the Yankees are cooked right now. But they're still in first place. And they have a lead in first place. So, with all of our problems, the reality is these problems can be fixed. injuries have happened. And shout out to young Ben Rice coming through. At the top of the order, you know, Soto, Homer, Judge, 11th Homer against the Mets. And the team is incomplete right now. The Mets look like they have a complete team. Maybe not the bullpen. We kind of knew that at some point, right? I think a lot of Yankee fans were holding on tonight, thinking like, hey, these guys can blow it. I said out loud early in the game, I'm like, hey, if there's any team that can blow a lead, it's these guys right here. But man, that grimace is powerful. Shout out to the girl that had the grimace suit on. She was lit. I was in a nightmare. I'm like, they cut the lights out. I'm like, this is why I don't even come over here. 888-808-1019. So yeah, the Yankees lose 9-7. The Mets win 9-7. The game was over when it was 9-1. The game was over at 9-1, 9-2. Gerrit Cole, tough. Second outing, yikes. It is what it is. The Yankees bullpen, the Yankees are throwing Phil Bickford, Michael Tonkin, Tim Hill, Tommy Canley. We're in shambles right now. This is not it. This is not it. And, you know, I thought to bring my Beware of Dog sign. I left it home. Verdugo 0-4. J.D. Davis just getting back into the swing of things. The lights are way too bright returning back to Citi Field. LeMayu cooked. Jamai Jones cooked. What are you going to do? You're going to show up tomorrow with Luis Hill on the mound. Hopefully they make changes to the lineup. Hopefully they sit some guys down. Hopefully they do something. But, I mean, this is what you got. This is the team. There is no bench. They're like, you saw the bench tonight. This is it. So if Judge can't carry, if Soto can't carry, and they can't pitch, you don't have a shot because the Mets have a lineup of guys that are clicking right now. You know, I had a stat in my notes just in this month of June. The Mets are, talk about a gauntlet for the Yankees. The Mets are dominating. They're number one in OPS in the month of June. They have found it. I tip my cap to Carlos Mendoza. I listened to his interview. I listened to Aaron Boone's interview. And, man, we got to go right now. Breaking news to Ian Begley. Hey, let me see. Begley's joining us? Yes. Let's go right now to Ian Begley as the first call.
Keith.
Ian Begley, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
First time, long time, my friend. How you doing?
Great. And I know that you were working, and I know that we spoke a little bit ago. Big night for the Knicks as well as the Brooklyn Nets. My head is spinning. Let's try and bring it back to where this all started not that long ago with the breaking news, the trade that went down. What was your initial reaction, and what are your thoughts now?
Yeah, I mean, my reaction was more so about how it came together. And we reported that Mikal Bridges recently, his side had told the Nets that he had wanted to be a Knick. And obviously, Mikal, 2 years left on his deal. Nets did not have to trade him at that point. But I think what happened is the Knicks came up with an offer that Brooklyn, you know, they almost have to say yes to. All those picks that they are getting, Brooklyn got a fantastic haul for Mikal Bridges. I would assume that's the biggest offer they received for Bridges. Mm-hmm. But Bridges also was prepared to tell other teams that wanted to do trade for him. Bridges' side was prepared to tell these teams that he's not going to re-sign with them because he's going to sign with the Knicks. So this was Bridges kind of orchestrating his way to New York, whether it was going to be now or in the near future, and Knicks making an offer that Brooklyn just had to take because it was so fruitful for them.
I mean, I think this is great for both sides. I just was looking at a few things online. I mean, how many conversations have we had this year about Mikal Bridges joining this team? And then when you look at how this team season ended, not having the guys, injuries, I think he's the perfect piece. I just didn't think it was going to happen. I just didn't think it would actually go down. But it's great because, you know what, in this NBA, it's a players-driven league, and these guys can make this stuff happen. These guys can literally force their way to where they want to go. And good on the Knicks, good on the Nets for not being too stubborn to say, hey, this is a cross-town rivalry, we're not going to do business, and it got done.
Yeah, really, because I think that would have been the, you know, hindrance to any deal getting done unless the Knicks made that huge offer and unless Bridges had kind of taken on the stance that he had. I don't think there's a chance that this would have happened. So this was something that, you know, the Knicks had always wanted him, kind of pie in the sky thing, even especially after he went to Brooklyn. But I think that for so long, even after Bridges went to Brooklyn, there was no engagement between the Knicks and the Nets. So I think the two elements that we're talking about really pushed this thing together. And now Nets making that second trade and just getting their picks back. So they have a plethora of draft picks here. Obviously looking to start from scratch under Jordy Fernandez. Knicks bringing the band back. Mikal Bridges rejoining his Villanova buddies, Josh Hart, Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo. And I think they still have a couple more moves to make in order to get their money where in a good place to re-sign it. OG Anunoby, that's still a priority for them. And Isaiah Hartenstein, as we noted, is unlikely to be back at this point because other teams are going to really bring strong offers. They're expected to bring strong offers to him and come over the top of where the Knicks can be.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question about iHeart, about OG. Like, what does this mean for them? What do you think this means for Julius Randle?
You know, what I wonder is, I don't think the Knicks necessarily have to trade anyone, but I think that they might run into some CBA salary cap issues if they don't move off of another player. Is it Randle? I don't know. But you just look at, let's say they re-sign OG Anunoby. Anunoby, Bridges, Randle, and then, I don't know, I still think there's another trade out there for them, whether it's Randle, whether it's Mitchell Robinson. I think there's something that could get done. It's hard to see Randle and this group. But look, Bridges is very, I guess he can play different positions, right? You could put him all over the floor. So I don't know if it necessarily forces them to make a move on Randle, but there's got to be something coming next year, I would think. I don't think they're done.
No, they can't be done. I mean, it's June 25th. We've got the draft coming up. The Celtics just had their parade on Sunday, and here we are in another NBA summer. Ian, I'm not going to keep you too long. Thanks for joining us, man. Anything you'd like to add for the Knicks fans, for the Nets fans, anything we should know out there, anything we should be looking for next?
Yeah, I know the Nets had wanted to also try to get into this draft, the 2024 draft, so that, I think, is still in play. And then, you know, with the Knicks, again, I think they talked to Washington in particular about Mitchell Robinson. Maybe those conversations continue, but certainly monumental night for teams on both sides of the river in the aftermath of this trade.
Yes, sir. Ian Begley, SNY, covering the Knicks and the Nets, NBA. Ian, thanks for joining us, man.
Anytime, Keith. Thanks.
A historic night, just one of those nights in New York in the summer. If you're a baseball fan, basketball fan, I mean, my mind was blown. As soon as I got to WFAN from Citi Field, Judge hit the grand slam. Made you believe that maybe the Yankees had a rally in their bones. I didn't believe it. I was already like, nope. I came up here to watch. I'm like, nah, it's done. But the Bridges move, great. Knicks fans call me up. Nets fans call me up. Mets fans call me up. Yankee fans call them. Like, we have a ton to talk about out of one night of sports. I mean, you guys want to talk about Hard Knocks? Giants trailer coming out? Great.
CBS Live on Paramount Plus.
Wakanda! Welcome!
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night goes to the young man, Mark Vientos. I'm happy for this kid. I'm proud of this kid. This guy was written off. This guy was left out. Wasn't considered to be a part of this group. And tonight he comes out on the main stage in New York City with everybody watching. And he goes deep twice. This kid in his last seven games is batting .323. He's got 10 hits, 4 homers. He's going off. And you just love to see a young guy get his opportunity, seize the opportunity, and he's making it happen for the Make It Happen Mets. Mark Vientos, you're the Casamigos Big Shot of the Night. 888-808-1019. Let's get to the phone. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, man. Fun night. even though it wasn't that fun for the Yankees, but I kind of like, I just know that they're cooked, so I just ducked.
How do you enjoy the atmosphere by Citi Field tonight?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? It's good because, you know, when you think about the Mets season and when you think about how down Mets fans were just 2 months ago, it's good to see them come back to life. It's good to see the grimace stuff. It's good to see fans show up to the ballpark. 42,000 people in there, you know, they were pulling like 15,000. So with the Yankee fans coming in and all of that energy around the Subway Series, the most overhyped regional rivalry in baseball, it was a good night for New York.
What percentage would you say were Mets fans to Yankees fans?
I think it was more Mets fans than Yankee fans. I think
like
it was
60 or like 70?
Yeah, I would say 60, 65.
I was expecting 50-50, but it's good to see some of the Mets fans show up. I saw the orange text in the house.
Not when the Yankees are losing series. Would the Yankees lose 8 out of their last 11 or something? Like the
And there's still 2 games in front of Baltimore, who keeps losing also.
I mean, good thing that the Yankees stacked some wins, and good thing that the Baltimore Orioles gave the Yankees their best shot in Yankee Stadium, and now they've fallen flat on their face, too. Baseball is an amazing game.
All right, so that was a fantastic game. I know it got a little rough, and I was doing the same thing, here comes the bullpen. But the beginning of the game, I got to give a shout-out to David Peterson. He got bases loaded, you know, big game. You know, this is for the Mets and, you know, the Yankees players, this is like some of the top games of the season. I was listening to David Wright talking about it. He was on the Evan Tiki show. So he was describing similar to that. And, you know, you get the big boys all get on base, the Judge and Soto, and just right there, 3 strikeouts in a row. And that was great with J.D. Davis. Keith, do you want to see him get another at-bat now?
Yeah, he'll get plenty of opportunities. That's a tough spot to come into. I mean, I had hoped that, hey, maybe there was some revenge, some type of magic getting back. But, like, nah, he's I think in the postgame they said, you know, he hasn't had a major league at-bat in a week. And here's the Yankees grasping at straws. The Yankees trying to get something going. He wasn't able to get it going. But, yeah, Peterson, 8 Ks, he was solid. And, yeah, good night for the Mets and the Mets fans, man. Live in this. Enjoy it.
Right, and Keith, if Luis Gil goes 3 innings, gives up 5-6 runs tomorrow, who would be more nervous about, him or Gerrit Cole?
I think I'd be more nervous about him. He was so dominant for so many weeks, and he's a young guy, and these young guys need confidence, and he also has this looming pitch limit and this thought that he's got to move to the bullpen or he's got to, you know, I'd be a lot more nervous about Luis Gil if he gets rocked tomorrow. Gerrit Cole is Gerrit Cole, the reigning Cy Young winner. Like, Gerrit Cole is going to figure it out. Gerrit Cole is going to study. And, you know, you saw him throw 72 pitches. Like, Gerrit Cole will be all right. He'll be better than all right. He's back after missing all these months. Like, he was shut down in spring training. And he has to face the Orioles lineup and the Mets lineup. His first 2 starts back, not good. Not great. But, hey, Gerrit Cole is showing you he's human. But I know what Gerrit Cole is. He's a veteran. He's a pro. He's one of the best pitchers of this generation. He'll be fine. Luis Gil absolutely has to have a good outing tomorrow.
And you know, though, if he gets rocked tomorrow night on the fan, the Yankees fans, that would be something to listen to.
Yeah, I'm pulling up. I'll be here. I'll be back.
It would be very entertaining. The sky is falling. Everything's blowing up.
Yeah.
This and that. It would be very funny for a Mets fan. And then, Keith, with this trade, it's just a little, it's annoying that it went to the Knicks, but I guess this is just, and that's pretty much telling you.
No, young Padawan. Why is it annoying that it went to the Knicks?
I don't know, I'd rather not see the Knicks, you know, go make any playoff run.
Well, they're going to be in the
playoffs. I've seen them in the playoffs, I'd rather not.
Josh, they're going to be, even without Mikal Bridges, they're going to be a perennial playoff team for the next few. You just saw, right? Just with Brunson's emergence.
Let's not help them out, but it was a good deal. Though Houston, I think, gave also a midseason, gave a similar trade. But I'm fine with it just because I filed the Nets a little bit.
Listen. Sean Marks waited. He waited to this moment. And he did what all of us thought he wouldn't do. He literally did what everybody said. No way. No way he trades him to the Knicks. Yeah, that's cool and all. He did it. And so now there's a quick window of, let's say, I don't know, 4 or 5 years that the Knicks have to go get it done. They got to come out of the East. They got to get it done. What's the Nets window
The Nets have a future now. Nets fans are talking, oh, we don't have our picks. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what this... Talk about Sean Marks having nine lives. Like, he did it because he's on his last leg. I'm happy with this, and I love that it's the Knicks because it's just going to create a... It's just going to create a future where... we'll see. None of us can predict it. We'll see. But I don't mind it being the New York Knicks. I think this is great.
So I was I said it was a little annoying because I did like what they got back. I said it was a little annoying that it went to the Knicks. But this Nets team, I mean, if they don't sign any players now, the team's gonna be half empty every night.
I'm not worried about right now. I'm worried about 4 or 5 years from now. That's the Knicks window is 4 or 5 years to win a chip. Well, right after that, this Nets world will be rebuilt. I'm happy because the Nets could have stayed stuck on stupid and said, this is who we got for Kevin Durant. Mikal Bridges, he's an Iron Man. They just moved on from it. Bite the bullet, rebuild. You got a new head coach, and you have a future now. This is Cam Thomas's team.
Yeah, I agree with you on that Bridges, it was good to trade him. So, and Keith, let's see what happens in the game tomorrow, and I will speak. Thanks for taking my call. Good night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. Jeff is in Oceanside. Jeff, you're on the Fan.
Good evening. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, man. It's just fun. I'm just, like, glad that I like sports. Really blessed that I have this nighttime show. Like, the universe never unconnects. Like, I get to be on when this type of stuff happens. It's an honor.
Awesome. I literally just walked in the door from the Mets game. Couldn't be more excited. Awesome game. Down with the Yankees. Up with Grimace. Up with the Mets. So, all good on that front. And with the Nets, big Nets fan also, I think they killed it, the Nets. They got like a KD, beard, trade in his prime. I mean, to get, he's a good player.
I'm just hoping they can get rid of Ben Simmons and we're lit.
No, I'm serious. I mean, he's not a superstar. And they got a superstar pack. They got a superstar package.
Yeah.
That's what they got.
Yeah,
they got
great.
A superstar package for a very good player coming off a so-so year. The Nets killed it. They killed it. They got all their picks back. They have a ton of cap space next in the offseason next year. They are set up to have a very, very good run. They've always drafted well. They have more picks up than anybody right now. Yeah. They have so much capital for a player, again, who didn't want to be here, obviously, and was only so-so last year.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with those picks. Thanks for the call, Jeff. I was saying on Twitter, because people were adding me, the Nets aren't going to pick well. Who are they going to draft? Like, have you seen this draft coming up? No, I actually haven't really done a deep dive because it doesn't matter. And also, picks don't necessarily have to be used to pick young players. You can make more trades, but now you have that capital. Good. You didn't have it. You need that. The Nets world crumbled this year, coming out of the KD, Kyrie era, James Harden, and then what we had to watch this past season, there was no hope. And then as the NBA offseason began, the NBA, where Nets fans are just like, come on, give us something. What are we doing? What's the plan? Just show us that you actually want to change things. Do something. It just got done tonight.
This is a good day for us.
It is a great day. As soon as I came in and I saw Alex through the glass, we both were jumping up and down. Alex and I are both Nets fans. We did the Talking Nets podcast. We both were jumping around like little kids because, he didn't have to say anything. I didn't have to say anything.
We were both happy. And, we've given a lot of... criticism towards Sean Marks over the past couple of years, but you have to give him props for the amount of picks that he got in this haul. So, now we actually have a direction. I think this is the first time in my lifetime that the Nets are actually going through their own rebuild with their own picks, because the last time we had that pick, the number 3 pick in the 2009 draft, and then that turned into Deron Williams, and then we just went star hunting ever since then.
People are mentioning Derek Favors to me. I'm like, stop. Listen, all right, Sean Marks, you're back in the circle of trust. It used to be in Marks we trust, then everybody hated you, myself too. I'm like, nobody in New York gets to mess it up this much. But man, I just have a ton of respect for a guy that can swallow his pride and do something that everybody said he wouldn't do and understand the future is now. You got a new head coach. What happened in the past with Kyrie and KD, it's in the past. This is how you re-energize your fan base, because we can buy into a rebuild. We can buy into hitting refresh, starting from scratch. It's fine. I don't care. I don't care. Just get rid of Ben Simmons, and we're back on. 888-808-1019. And for the Knicks fans, you got to feel like next year coming up, this year coming up, 2024, 2025, with Mikal Bridges, and we'll see what happens with OG, and I guess you'll lose Iheart, whatever, Julius Randle. But you got to feel, you get those four guys together, the championship pedigree that they have, and when you look at the East, okay, sure, there, you know, there's going to be some movement and changes. It's the NBA. But when you look at the East, really, you're only looking up at the Celtics. And so many of you felt like, oh, man, you know, look at what the Celtics did to the Pacers. And also, look at their path. Who did they defeat? The Heat without Jimmy Butler. The Cavs without Donovan Mitchell. If you're a Knicks fan, you actually got Mikal Bridges. And I remember last year saying, man, you could certainly use him. And he's an Iron Man, knock on wood. He's not going to get hurt. He's going to play every night. And Knicks fans are going to love to see this guy. And I love to see it because I felt like, yo, I watched the Roommates podcast. I'm like, just reunite him with his friends. He's right here. He's living in New York. Sean Marks, good on you not keeping those guys apart.